माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर हारी यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजना यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर हारे गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर हारे यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजना यमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर हारी यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजना यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंजाबी हारे गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर हारे यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजना यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Thank you for chanting so nicely. Thank you, musicians, for playing so sweetly. Thank you for your service. Jaya Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajakacharya Astotra Satya Sri Srimadya's Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavarindi Ki Jai Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sakoha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nittananda Sri Advaita Gadarhar Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopinath Sri Amakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrinda Vandam Ki Jai Navadvip Dham Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai Jamuna Devi Ki Jai Ganga Devi Ki Jai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Radhashtami Ki Jai Srimati Radharani Ki Jai Sri Radhika Ki Jai Sri Radha Thakurani Ki Jai God Premanande All glories to the Assembly devotees All glories to the Assembly devotees All glories to the Assembly devotees All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna with the mood and sentiment of Srimati Radharani, teaches us that we should always, 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 with no exceptions, be meek and humble. So let us pray. Trinadapi sunichena tarar iva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. He says kirtaniya sada because that is what he was told by his guru, Ishwarapuri, when Lord Chaitanya got initiated. His guru said, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Haranamaiva kevalam khalo nastyeva 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 gatiranyatha. So today is Sri Radhashtami. And I had two different things planned. But when I heard the nice chanting and when I'm feeling how everyone is very ecstatic, then I fall back on plan B. So, plan B is, how many want to get blessings? Alright. So, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, has written another very famous book, Sri Govinda Lilamrita. And there is one special section, which are 8 prayers. But these prayers come from parrots. Because Radha and Krishna each have a parrot. But these are not ordinary parrots. These parrots can sing, they can talk, they can pray. So these are the 8 parrot prayers glorifying Srimati Radharani. And in each of these, we're all asking for a benediction. You all said you wanted a benediction, right? Well, it ain't going to come from me. It's going to come from Srimati Radharani. So, although Archita said, look at me, I'm going to contradict Archita. Face Srimati Radharani, because I don't have any teeth and I'm not worth looking at. So why don't you all look at Srimati Radharani and then you will get the benediction of the prayer. Okay, here's number 1. May Srimati Radharani grant to me the service of her lotus feet. So, in each and every prayer, that's the opening line. That's the basic. So let's all say together. Please repeat. May Srimati Radharani grant to me the service of her lotus feet. Because Prabhupada teaches us in his teachings that to try to approach Krishna directly, strike 3, you're out. best way to get to Krishna is through his devotees. And who is the best devotee? Radharani. And my friend from Panama, Shyamachandra, we went to visit some place today, and they are a spiritual organization, and the guide was taking us, and we told him, oh, today is Radha's birthday. He didn't know. So immediately in his gift shop, they immediately started playing Radha Krishna Bhajans. So we are trying to, and we were telling him that in Vrindavan, how many people have been to Vrindavan at least once? So you know anyone who's been in Vrindavan, what do they say? Jai Radhe! Let's all say it, come on. Very good, very good. So we're praying to get service of Radharani. And Lord Chaitanya, he teaches us, you don't want to get the service of Radharani. You want to get the service of the service of the service of the service of the, all the way down of the devotees who are serving Radha and Krishna. That will be good enough. Dasa, dasa, anudas. 100,000 times down. And for us, we are taught, just serve your spiritual master. That is the best thing. Serve your spiritual master. So if you have your spiritual master, then your concentration should be, let me satisfy my spiritual master, and immediately, automatically, nicely, I will get the blessings of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. Let us see now. Anointed with, so her lotus feet are anointed with kumkum powder. Her splendid golden complexion removes the pride of the golden lotus flower. Anointed with saffron, her sweet fragrance chastises the fame of the aroma of the lotus flowers. She is fully qualified to fulfill all the desires of Sri Krishna. So that is a very nice, she is fully qualified to fulfill all the desires of Sri Krishna, the son of the king of the cowherd men. So you will see in Srimad Bhagavatam where this name, the Radha, comes from. In the 10th canto, when Shukadeva Goswami is explaining the rasa dance, the gopis, after Krishna had left the rasa dance, the gopis were searching for him, and they discovered that Krishna left with one particular gopi, leaving all the others. So the gopis concluded, she must have worshipped Krishna better than us. And they also concluded, she must have extraordinary qualities that Krishna left us and went with her alone. Therefore, the name Radha. Everyone say. Radha. That person who has worshipped Krishna the best. And we want to become the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Srimati Radharani. Prayer number 2. Let's all say together. May Srimati Radharani grant to me the service of her lotus feet. By the end, you'll all memorize it. So tonight when you go to sleep, may Srimati Radharani grant me service. That's the best way to go to sleep tonight. Her exquisite and amazing colorful garments. How was her garments today on the altar? Is she wearing... amazing. Chastise the splendor of rubies. She is a garden of blossoming flowers where the maddened bumblebee, Krishna, performs pastimes. She worships the sun god. Why? To attain the eternal association of Krishna. So many, many, many times in my preaching, I've been asked, oh, can I worship demigods? And I say, yes, but be like this. You can worship any demigod, but your prayer should be, I want Krishna. Krishna condemns demigod worship in Bhagavad Gita. Why? Because generally people are worshipping for money, power, sense credit, material things. Limited, temporary, material things. But if you worship a demigod and say, oh, please give me Krishna, then that is very, very good. So Radharani is doing the same thing. She's worshipping sun god, but for what purpose? Krishna. The gopis, for 1 month, worship goddess Katyayini, a form of Durga. What for? So that Krishna can be our husband. You can worship Lord Shiva, the best devotee, and pray, yes, make me a good devotee like you so that I can get Krishna. Or, better still, chant Hare Krishna. Everyone chant Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Number three, let's do it together. May Srimati Radharani grant to me the service of her lotus feet. Her charming delicateness suppresses the fame of the blossoming flowers. Her cooling form is worthy of being served by the moon, sandalwood paste, lotus flowers, and camphor. And when she touches Sri Krishna, the master of the gopis, she dispels the burning heat of his desires. So, this is a challenge to the impersonalists. The impersonalists say God has no form, no desires, nothing. Impersonal or void. But here, Krishna Das Kaviraj says, no, God has desires. His desires is to be with Srimati Radharani. And what do pure devotees do? Pure devotees make all kinds of arrangements so that Radha and Krishna can enjoy. That's what makes you very, very confidential. On our level, Krishna even says how you can be the most confidential servant. Who would like to be the most confidential servant of Radha and Krishna? Krishna says how to do it in Bhagavad Gita in chapter 18. It's right there. He says that there is no servant more dear to me than that person who preaches the message of Krishna. Krishna's message is simple. Come to me, become my devotee, worship me, surrender. That is, Krishna wants everyone. He wants, because everyone is his part and parcel. So if you do Krishna's business, this is what Krishna wants, then you become the most confidential. Therefore, Prabhupada always told us, preach, preach, preach. In every way you can. But preach Krishna consciousness, you will be blessed. You will become most dear. Shall we go to number four? All in favor say, Jai Radhe! Hey! Alright, together, by now you should know. May Srimati Radharani grant to me the service of her lotus feet. Although the youthful gopis are worshipped by the entire universe, they worship the goddess of fortune named everyone? Radharani, not Lakshmi. The gopis, it is said, because there is another verse, if I had done the plan A, but I planned B instead. There's a verse, Sarva Lakshmi. Radharani is the source or the origin of all the Lakshmis. Just as Krishna is the origin of Balaram, Vasudev, Narayan, all the incarnations, Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam. So we understand that. Krishna is the origin. Ah. Radharani is the origin of all the other gopis. Krishna's only 16,108 wives. Only. And all the innumerable Lakshmis. Radharani is the origin. So that verse from the Puranas, Sarva Lakshmi, she's all of them. They all proceed. So the gopis, is another verse in Plan A, where it says all the gopis are Radharani's expansions. Krishna expands, so Radharani is not to be outdone. As Krishna can expand, Radharani, I can also expand. I expand as the gopis. So all these gopis, they are worshipping the original goddess of fortune, Srimati. Alright. She has no peer in the matter of beauty, youthfulness, or other opulences, and in loving pastimes. No one is equal to her. We say the same thing about Krishna, Asamardva. No one is equal to or greater, same thing. In beauty, youthfulness, opulences, pastimes, no one is equal to Srimati. Number 5, please chant with me. May Srimati Radharani grant to me the service of her lotus feet. She is a learned scholar in the transcendental arts, headed by joking and singing in the rasa dance. She is decorated with transcendental love of God, great beauty, wonderful garments and ornaments, and innumerable transcendental qualities. And if we have time at the end, we might be able to read those 25 transcendental qualities. Even among the gopis, who are praised by the entire universe, she is the best. Number 6, together. May Srimati Radharani grant to me the service of her lotus feet. She possesses the eternal opulences of youthful beauty, eternal pastimes, and eternal love of Krishna. This term, eternal love, Prabhupada explains so nicely in one of his bhajans. He says, here in the material world, the loving relationships ultimately break, either by death or so many other reasons, premature. But Prabhupada says the love of Radha and Krishna can never break. Nothing can break the eternal love of Radha and Krishna. Even they are separated externally. No. Nothing can break the love of Radha and Krishna. Doesn't Krishna look so happy today? Yes. Look how nice Krishna is smiling. And is Radha smiling too? Yes. Because they're internally in love. And nobody can break that. Nothing. She causes the gopis, who are all in love with Krishna, to tremble. And she is always attached to meditating on the ornaments, garments, pastimes, and beautiful form of Sri Krishna. So in those, we can follow in Radharani's footsteps. We can also meditate on Krishna's ornaments, right? When you look at the deity, right? His pastimes, we read Prabhupada's Krishna book. The beautiful form, just look at the beautiful form of Krishna here in this temple. So we are meant to meditate, memorize, just capture this. Prabhupada insisted that in his temples, the deities must be dressed very opulently for that purpose. So that this impression stays with you. So that you have the facility to spend long periods of time just looking at beauty. Otherwise, we will look at some nonsense on the Bollywood TV or whatever. To break that, we dress the deity so opulently so that we won't be attracted to the inferior forms, the shadows on the wall. That's all the movie is. It's not real. It's an illusion. Here is reality. Sri Sri Radha Krishna. So look long time. That's why I said don't look at me. Look at Radha Krishna. Number 7. Please sing with me. May Srimati Radharani grant to me the service of her lotus feet. She is decorated with different ecstatic symptoms, blazing ecstasies of goodness, sattvika bhav, such as trembling, perspiring, standing up of the hairs of the body, tears, and choking up of the voice. She is adorned with different ornaments, which are ecstatic emotional transformations, such as impatience, joy, and crookedness. She is decorated with beautiful jewels, which delight the eyes of Krishna. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a description of 20 different ecstatic bhavas. So you can read in Prabhupada's books all about these different ecstasies of Srimati Radharani. Number 8, may Srimati Radharani grant to me the service of her lotus feet. If she is separated from Krishna for half a moment, she becomes struck with suffering, unsteadiness, and a multitude of other ecstatic symptoms of separation. Keep in mind, even though it used the word suffering, unsteadiness, it's still transcendental ecstasy. Don't think materially. When we're separated from a loved one and we experience suffering, it hurts, doesn't it? But for Radharani, even though they use the word suffering, it's still transcendental ecstasy. So even if you see Radha and Krishna are crying, the gopis are crying, don't worry. It's still transcendental ecstasy. Now for us, that's inconceivable because we don't have that experience. Somebody's crying here, we know. We comfort them, we make them feel better. But on the transcendental plane, the plane of Radha and Krishna, their crying is ecstasy. If with great effort she regains... Wait, I lost my place. All right, let's get back. If with great effort she regains the association of Krishna, all her anxieties vanish. So should we help Radharani reunite with Krishna? Yes or no?
Yes.
Let's do that. Now, here's the payoff. We just chanted these 8 prayers, yes? So, you're asking, well, what's in it for me? Well, here it is. Srimati Radharani is very dear to Krishna, and she is delighted in his association. She is accompanied by many jubilant gopi friends, and it is very difficult for Parvati and other exalted ladies to even attain a glimpse of her. And you're getting to look at her as much as you like. See how fortunate you are? Srimati Radharani will grant the nectar of her personal service to that person who glorifies her by reading these 8 verses. That's why I did this section. Thank you very much. And I do this free of charge. There's no charge. You can thank me later. But all you have to do is say, Jai Radhe! So let's quickly, we have a few minutes left. Let's look at Radharani's qualities. 25. Krishna has 64 transcendental qualities. And Radharani has 25 as given to us by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As I said at the very beginning, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. Lord Chaitanya is the combined form of Radha and Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya was instructing Sanatan Goswami. He said, Srimati Radharani has unlimited transcendental qualities. So how many does she have? Very good, you're paying attention. Of which 25 our principle. Sri Krishna is controlled by these transcendental qualities of Srimati Radharani. So one name of Radharani, Vrindavaneshwari. Everyone say.
Vrindavaneshwari.
So the first one, Madhura. Means she's very, very sweet. Then the next one, Navavaya. Youthful. Chala Apanga. Having restless eyes. Ujvala Smita. Having a bright smile. Now this one's long, so we'll do it 2 words. Charo Saubhagya. Reka Adya. Possessing beautiful auspicious lines on the body. Very good, Gopal. You're really fired up. Very nice. Okay, next one. Ganda Unmadita Madhava. Exciting Krishna by the wonderful fragrance of her body. So we can't imitate that. There's no way. We need perfume and cologne, and Radharani doesn't need. She is naturally aromatic, and her aroma attracts. Okay, the next one. Sangeeta Prasada Abhigya. Knowledgeable in the expansion of songs. So you may think, oh, you're a good singer, or you're a musician. Yes, but not compared to Radharani. After all, what does Krishna play? Right, so can you compete with Krishna? Krishna plays that one note, the fifth note, all the gopis go mad. Right? Yes, that's imitated. Sometimes these rock and roll players play a note and all the parents go, ah! But it's a different kind of mad, transcendental madness. Okay, next one. Ramya Vak. Having charming speech. Unlike our politicians. They don't have charming speech. They don't even have, well, we used to have a president, right? He didn't even have speech. Okay, next one. Narama Pandita. Learned in joking. Vinita. Humble. Karuna Purana. Full of mercy. Vidagda. Cunning. Patava Anvita. Expert in performing her duties. I always preach on this point. So here you see, here is God. Radharani is the other counterpart of God. But it's not that she's just lounging around doing nothing. She also has duties, just as Krishna. Krishna is God. It's not that Krishna is just sitting around. Well, that's it. All glories to Srimati Radharani Ki. Thank you very much.